Zone. Evangelista goes right, cuts to the middle, backhand goal! Preds win! A beautiful goal by Nashville's most beautiful person to seal it in a shootout. Predators beat the Kings 5-4.
That was last night. Actually, it wasn't last night. That was this morning here in Nashville. Chasing Big Joe with you on this Friday. Max Herz, Hal Gill on the call, and we say hello to the president, or Madam President, of the Nashville Predators, Michelle Kennedy, who is on the line with us. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm great. You sure know how to make a person feel welcome. That was an excellent lead-in.
Well, we try. And look, you know, it was a late one or early morning here in Smashville. I signed off the air around 1:30, but it was worth it because the 2 points came back this way. So you got to feel good about that.
Huge win. Every game is huge. You know, there's 7 left. We are right there, but so is everyone that we're playing against. So it, you know, it's tough to stay up till 1 a.m, but it is a quality viewing experience with a great outcome. So I look forward to doing it again for these upcoming 4 home games. But you know, this is you hear our players say it, you hear Bruno say it, we all feel it. This is why you do it. Like, this is why they do what they do. This time of year, while it is. You know, we're all biting our fingernails. It's angst-provoking, but man, is it fun! And this is something that we hoped we would be in a circumstance to do. And you know what? If you told us that at Thanksgiving that this would be our fate at this time of the year, we would have taken it 100% of the time. It's just a fun time of year, and I just look forward to the remaining 7 games and the playoffs to follow.
Yeah, and I think you say it's been fun, because it has. And look, there's been a roller coaster ride, as a lot of teams go through over the course of an 82-game season. You know, after the trade deadline, you kind of sit there and wonder, what do things look like? But the team, the players, they didn't know any of that. They're just going out and playing hockey every night. And so I think that's what has made this fun, is seeing this mix of veterans. You got 2 guys that I think could hit the 40-goal mark, which would be awesome to see, and youngsters that are getting their opportunity as well. So I agree with you, Michelle. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, kudos to all those guys. I mean, you know, you don't know what your team's going to look like after the trade deadline, and you have to re-gel very quickly. And these guys have done it. You know, you mentioned 2 guys that might hit the 40-goal mark. I fully expect Stamkos and Forsberg to hit that, and they, along with Roman and Ryan O'Reilly and all those veterans in the locker room, have done a great job leading this team and capitalizing on the excitement of those young guys who are getting a chance. And it's a fun brand of hockey to watch. And I know that all of Smashville is invigorated by playing games that matter in April.
As someone that's been with this organization for a very long time, to see Barry Trotz, who will forever be known as the first coach and someone that helped build the Predator way and get this team into the playoffs for the first time, to leave, then come back as a general manager, to see him on, and I know he probably doesn't want to hear this term, his retirement tour, get to watch this, you got to feel pretty good for him too.
It's poetic. I mean, it feels right. It is, you know, Barry has poured his heart and soul into this organization from day one. And it really does feel like the right kind of outcome to see us jumping, you know, qualified for playoffs and hopefully have a long run. It would absolutely be the most appropriate way for us to enjoy this part of the season with Barry.
Well, Michelle, what's it like when you are staying up till 10, 11, midnight, those West Coast games, especially now with so much on the line? I mean, last night had to be like, what in the world is going on? And just the feeling when Evangelista makes that goal. I'm sure the entire front office staff, everybody with the Preds, was just going crazy last night or this morning.
Yeah, we had a text thread that lit up all the way till, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. But you survive off pure adrenaline. Yeah, I am not built to stay up till 1 a.m. and get up at 6 to come down for meetings and different things that I had planned today. But I, you know, I feel I'm on top of the world. Again, it's adrenaline. If the outcome had been different, you know, I might be curling up on the couch in my office right now. And but it's just the energy that comes from, you know, we're all here for the same cause. We're pulling on the same rope. We want the same outcome. And there's just an uplifting spirit that comes through in that.
Well,
an 8-round shootout It's just, for lack of a more eloquent term, it's just cool. It's cool to experience, and we're having a good time with it.
I think cool is a perfect word for that. All right, so they're on the road for four more games, but next Thursday night you guys are having the Predators Wine Festival and Tasting, supported by Deacon's New South. Look, that's one of the best events of the year that you guys put on. That's next Thursday. How great it is to watch the Preds win on the road, celebrate with you guys at the Predators Wine Festival. It'd be a fun night next Thursday.
Yes, we'll have the Utah Preds game on the big screen and screens all over the building. And it's a terrific event. Deacon's sponsors that event. Anyone who comes gets a Deacon's New South gift card for $30. There's a VIP wine experience where there are some wine and food pairings and a more curated experience to walk through it in a much more in-depth way. Or there's the general admission route where you can taste as many wines as you can make time for during the course of the night. But it's a really, really fun event. I'm a big wine connoisseur. It's one of my favorites. So I hope that everyone listening and the two of you will come join us and watch some hockey and drink some wine.
Well, you might. You might not know it, Michelle, but my co-host is a Somalian, so he knows wine.
Sommelier?
Sommelier. Sommelier. He knows. Sommelier. Just forget. I'm going home. Sommelier. There you go. He knows the wine. So Nick, that's an invite, Michelle. We'll be there Thursday night. Thank you.
I'll see you then.
Have Mr. Henry hold the door for us and meet us there. I know how much he would love that.
Yes.
Wine tournament.
Michelle, I will tell you this. I've got a bunch of family coming in town for the concert tonight at Bridgestone with Chris Tomlin. So Bridgestone is not quiet because the Preds are gone. You guys got a big show tonight.
Every Good Friday. Yep. Chris Tomlin, we announced next Good Friday's Chris Tomlin show today.
So oh, wow.
Every day when we every time we have the show, we're announcing the next one. You know, it's become sort of an Easter tradition around here. That's what we do on Good Friday. We have Chris Tomlin, and the building will be full, and it'll be, a lot of folks who are thrilled to be spending time with Chris Tomlin and with each other.
Yep.
So, yes, we have not gone on an Easter respite just yet down here.
Love it. Michelle, appreciate the time, as always, and obviously we'll be staying up late tomorrow night. Go Preds.
Go Preds. Nice to talk to you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. And tomorrow night in San Jose to take on the Sharks after winning last night in a shootout. I'll have the pregame show for you at 8 o'clock. Puck drop just after 9 here on 102.5 The Game. Predators at 35-31-9. The Sharks at 36-31-7.
So
they both have 79 points. So it's this is fun, though. I mean, these are playoff.
Another massive game.
Playoff, the most important game of the year. That is the God's honest truth.
There you go.
That's what they are. We'll come back with what day is it, celebrity birthdays, and wrap up the week. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.